Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today, I'm in New Orleans, part of Convergence 2009, and have pleasure of having my friends from Hoover's here. Welcome to the show, Heidi. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you,
and
Sanjay.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Heidi, help me to learn about your role, and if you can tell about the organization as well.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'm Heidi Tucker, Vice President of Business Development for Hoover's. And my role is to help lead the strategic alliances portion of Hoover's and also our brand new partner program. So for many, many years, we have been a direct sales company. We've sold subscriptions to our online website of information, and now we are looking to partner with companies that can use our data in different ways than we've traditionally sold in the past.
Great. Malcolm, if you can introduce your role. And
sure. My name is Malcolm Domecq. I'm the product manager for Access Hoover's and integration products from Hoover's. And my goal is to develop an integration that works with our partner, Microsoft, and their CRM online system, as well as the on-premise system.
So Heidi, this solution you released, right, Access Hoover, what's the key value prop? I mean, there's so many other systems. So why somebody should care about your solution?
All right. Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because we were very excited to announce the release of Access Hoover's this week at Convergence. It's our brand new solution to integrate Hoover's content and tools with Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And the key value prop, really, it depends on who the audience is. For the end user, the value prop is that you have a very easy way from within your workflow to get great information about leads and companies that that you're calling on. And so it will help you be better prepared for your sales calls or the business meetings that you have, and also save a lot of time because you're not having to go out and search on the web and try to find information from many different places.
So if I understand right, for any end customer company, if I'm trying to develop my intelligence, meaning what my target prospects are, customers are, what kind of marketing campaign I need to run, so either I buy that database, or if I have history of database, I could use that. But the value for me is that I could rely on your information to supplement what I already gathered and then make a complete system where I can go and develop my targeted campaigns. Is that
right? It's actually all about getting that information real time as you need it. So if you already have information in your CRM system, but maybe the quality is not that good or the completeness isn't there, you can log in real time into Hoover's and update all of your records so that you get the most current and accurate information. But you can also build lists of key prospects based on over 50 different criteria that we have in the system. And with one click of the button, import all of those lists with the contact information into your CRM system.
So in terms of the leads, meaning the company names, the people name, the relationship, not only I can import them one time, but also what I'm hearing is that if things got changed, like people move, their titles changes, role changes, I can get that updated information back in my CRM.
Right, exactly. If you're importing a lead from Hoover's, when you import it, it will come with very robust information. But if you already have a contact or an account or a lead in your system, you can hit the update record button and we'll pull all of the information from Hoover's, show you what we have, compare it to what was already in CRM, and then you get the choice of which data elements you want to go with in the future.
So, Malcolm, from the platform perspective, when you know we talked very early, maybe a year ago, in terms of CRM as a platform, so what kind of things you liked as a technology which helped you to deliver the solution?
So we really like the value proposition of the power of choice that Microsoft is offering to their customers.
Okay.
So we were focused on integrating with the CRM system and take advantage of that proposition so we can deliver to customers different ways of accessing our data. So we like the fact that we can use the web services to connect to the Microsoft CRM system and allow them to either use the on-demand version of the system or the on-premise version. And it is a seamless integration. So it looks like it is part of your natural CRM system. And we use natural functionalities such as the entities. So we allow you to map all our information and fields against your entities such as accounts, leads, and contacts.
So in terms of the, you know, the convergence, which is a very big event for us in terms of the Dynamics business, And you've been here exhibiting. I saw your booth,
yes.
And in fact, we took some pictures.
Very busy booth.
Very busy booth. Any feedback you're getting from like launching this this week here and meeting so many customer partners and Microsoft staff? Mm-hmm. Anything you want to share, Hedy, how the response was or people, how the people receiving it?
Yeah, I would love to. I think we have been extremely pleased with the response that we've gotten from folks at Microsoft, whether they're in a sales or a service or a product management capacity, just very excited to have an integration with Hoovers because we know that Microsoft customers have been asking for it for quite some time. From the customers and the partners that we've talked to, I think they're very impressed with the simplicity of the tool. And I think the timing of it is so important because with the economy not being as robust as it's been in the
sure.
past, everybody's looking for ways to do more with less. And if you can save time and you can improve the quality of your customer interactions, then you're going to be more successful. We've also found that a number of potential customers have told us that the two biggest problems that they tend to have with their CRM system are bad data and not having their salespeople want to use it. It's traditionally been something that management wants salespeople to use because they can track pipeline and see the dashboards. But what we found is that we can solve both those problems with Access Hoovers because we can keep your data quality very fresh, but we can also put in some very valuable information that salespeople will find and will want to come into the CRM system so that they can be more successful.
Increases adoption of CRM.
Absolutely.
So that's always one challenge in any organization I've seen during my last 6 to 8 years of consulting and mm-hmm. evangelism time. You develop the implement so much nice system, but then sales team feel it's not helping them in doing their job.
Right.
So that's a good point.
Just
and also,
more.
I remember you and I were talking after a CRM session. A colleague of mine runs to you, "Hey, Hedy, how do I get my free subscription?"
Right.
So I'm sure there's so many folks looking for how do we, use your
yes.
system in our day-to-day job. So
right.
definitely looking for that. So in terms of the business partnering, right, you decided to become Microsoft ISV. So how the partnering working for you? And second part, how would you advise to the newer ISVs so they can be successful like yours?
Well, I'll go ahead and start
okay.
off. Feel free to
sure.
jump in. This conference has been just an outpouring of love, I would say, from the Microsoft standpoint. We've felt so supported from so many different parts of the organization that there is true collaboration and very strong partnership. And so we'll look forward to enriching that as we go forward
sure.
so that we can, we can all win. And I think that it's so important to have the teamwork and the collaboration, because it's very difficult to wade through the sea of opportunity out there if you don't really have the kind of partnership that can help you focus on the best opportunities.
And in terms of the future ISVs, anything would you recommend them, like they should do or don't do to be successful?
Well, probably one of the most important things we did was to go to Microsoft in the very beginning and explain what it was that we wanted to accomplish and help them figure out, or have Microsoft help us figure out what the solution should be, rather than just trying to do it on our own and then serving up a complete solution that's already completed. What we found is that to have Microsoft help us and advise us and provide connections to other partners was tremendously helpful for us. We chose to go with Sonoma Partners, which
is one of the big known partners. Yep.
One of Microsoft's highly recommended
sure.
Developers, and we had a phenomenal experience with them. They were very organized and helped us to deliver a wonderful product in a very short amount of time.
Very good. Good to hear.
I will have to say pretty much the same. Collaboration has been a key for us, and the partner program is been great because all the partners were giving us feedback, and Microsoft was really, really helpful giving us their feedback and recommendations on how we should move forward with the product. And again, I think they should get involved with the partner program and express what their goals are.
And especially you being an ISV, so you have access to many more resources. And one of my team does is called Early Adopter Program. So
correct.
Access to those where you can learn not only CRM, but any other future upcoming technologies, and how do you leverage those innovation for your customers. Again, big added advantage. So thanks, Hedy, for coming here. I know it's such a busy
time.
And thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you
I hope you are enjoying the session and the conference here.
Thank you. We are. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.